for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here. I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother. Come on.
Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly
just lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
For
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Yeah, double sunglasses. Two sober guys holding on to their Coke days.
Look who's back. John Lovitz again.
Look at us.
Gotcha.
We're like Ray Rice's wife. We just take a beating, keep coming back.
Yep.
Hooray!
A good woman should.
Hey, uncalled for. What do you guys think of my new virtual reality glasses? It's like, I want to look like I'm 80 in Florida look.
Did you just get those?
Yeah, I just bought them.
You said you were getting new sunglasses. I like them.
I
can't get away with glasses like that.
Well, yeah, you can. You just got to put them on your face.
Yeah, but I don't look in glasses like that.
Guys, thank you so much for all your tweets, all your love. Thanks for everybody who says they enjoy the show. Thanks everybody who was like worried about where the show was going. We love you guys. We really do appreciate all the support. I try to tweet everybody back that tweets me about Punch Drunk because I do appreciate the support. Let's get into the quick things. BetDSI. A lot of you guys have been hitting me up. I'm trying to deal with, apparently some people use Punch Drunk Sports code and didn't get through. We're dealing with that. I'm on the case. I'm going to work on it. Now, here's the thing. BetDSI, you use Punch Drunk Sports or Punch Drunk, you get $10 off. You get $10.
Free gambling money.
Free gambling money. Now, you got some games coming up. NFL's super heating up. We're kind of turning the round to the final stretch. You want to lay some money out, but you don't know exactly what's going on here. Go to punchdrunksports.com. What we're doing now is before the game start, we're doing our NFL odds and previews for each game coming up. So you can go to Punch Drunk Sports, check it out. It's a really cool video that breaks down each team, what to expect and where you should bet. And that's brought to you by our good friends at BetDSI. Another thing, Amazon links. Buy it. Christmas is coming up. Help us. Help you. Help us. It means a lot to us if you use our Amazon links. They are available on punchdrunksports.com. We also have Tube Start.
Tube Start. If you go to the link that we tweeted, Punch Drunk tweeted it today. I tweeted it today. But it's tubestart.com, and there's a special link. And you can help all things comedy. Get the co-op going, man. All the people that you love that give you free content are on there, and they're trying to get all that together. So you can make donations there. There's a video that tells you how to do it on the link we tweeted. $5 donation gets you a I Support All Things Comedy sticker. I believe $20 gets you an All Things Comedy mug.
Ooh!
Ooh. And then, or $25. $10 gets you a mug. $25 gets you an All Things Comedy t-shirt. So you're not just donating. You're actually getting a little something that says you support it. And, you know, everybody's on All Things Comedy that you love. Nick Youssef, Ari Shaffir, Duncan Trussell, Earl Skakel, Bill Burr, Al Madrigal, Your Mom's House, Tom Segura, Punch Drunk, everybody that you love, all the Naughty Show episodes, Sam's new podcast
called Twisted. I'm starting that. I'm very excited about it. So
it's all on there. It's all free content. Every podcast on there is free content. So help them get their shit together so we can continue to give you more free content. Also, Caveman Coffee. Go there. Use the code Punch Drunk. That one's Punch Drunk, correct?
Yeah.
That one's Punch Drunk Sports. Punch Drunk Sports. You can use that link and drink the coffee that Rogan was Instagramming about drinking.
Yeah, I do love that coffee.
Yeah.
It's smooth.
Had some this morning.
And so that's it. So a lot of great shit going on. Very super excited.
And one more quick announcement. T-shirts this week.
T-shirts!
We're getting the T-shirts tomorrow. The
Do you still have the file of what the T-shirts look like?
Let me send them the real one, though.
Now, let me tell you this. If this T-shirt is a success.
And it will be.
And it will be. We have two more T-shirts that we want to put up. Should we tell them?
Sure.
The next one we're going to do, are we going to do yours or Ari's?
Whichever one we get the artwork for first. Whichever one he gets us the artwork for.
This is the T-shirt that we'll put out right now. The Why Would I Lie T-shirt, that's an old one, though. Because is that me? Yeah, that is me.
I just sent him the new one.
Okay. It's not blue and white, so if you guys hate the Dodgers, don't have to worry about it. It is an awesome, charcoal gray, and it's really cool, and I hope you enjoy it. It's the Why Would I Lie T-shirt. Now, if you like that, we're going to make two more, and the next ones we're going to do is Ari's Juke Balls and Jason Tebow's Suck It. So those are going to be available, and then eventually you'll be able to get them in a pack. Three in a pack.
Three in a pack, Jack. And then we also have just one for the show, the Punch Drunk one. So we got four new shirts coming out. First one will be ready this week. It'll be on the website.
Dildo Corn is alive, too, at some point.
Also, T-Bone Smith.
T-Bone Smith is going to be great. Hopefully T-Bone. Oh, there it is. That's what you're getting at. I love that shirt. It looks great. And you know, it's not black. It's not white, which means.
But neither are we.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it because, you know, it's like I wear black every night on stage. I once in a while I'd like to wear something.
I'm wearing black right now. You wear a lot of black. You're wearing more black than I do.
Well, I got bad angles, man. When you got bitch tits, man, nobody's your friend more than black. Black. Slims those tits, man.
It's Slim's tits.
Totally Slim's tits.
Get behind that.
Oh!
We got Ari Shaffir in the house. We got Dave Taylor on the way. Ari, what's up?
Is that your Korean zombie shirt?
No, it's not. Whatever it is.
Okay.
Pig racing. Alaskan pig racing championships.
Do you like that picture I sent you of Boone's book for you? He's pissed at you, man.
Why is he pissed at me?
He's really pissed at you. On the number one on his shit list right now.
Thank God. I used to be like up there. Now I'm falling off.
Now you fucked up!
The last two times he's done the Tuesday roast battle warm-up thing, it's all been you.
No way.
Yep, he's really mad at you. Because you told a bunch of these skinny white boys and click-clackers what you think his real name is, which he denies is his real name, which we all know is his real name.
But I got it off his expired license.
Photocopy of a license.
Why did you have his license?
Because they shot some sketch and they had to pay him, so he had to prove he had to have ID. So he showed him what he showed up with was a Xerox copy of a driver's license that was expired by like a decade.
Yeah, it was Xerox on lined paper. Plain paper.
That guy's like the wind, dude. It just one gust, he's gone.
But it said that his name was Floyd Cornelius.
Cornelius?
Yep, and everybody.
That sounds like a bad guy if someone decided to make the fucking Hunger Games into an all-black movie. Right.
So he's mad. So now it's been going around again because people have been, hey, isn't your name Floyd Cornelius? And he specifically blames you.
What about Taylor?
Oh, they're not even on speaking terms.
Taylor's beyond dead.
Taylor's not happy with him at all.
Dead and gone.
But he had a shitload of books last night, probably 40 books. And one of them was the Jewish Mystique.
Iga got that one.
And I go, hold that up. I want to take a picture of you holding that up, and I'm going to send it to Ari. I don't even want to hear his name.
What?
Tomorrow, I'm going to tell the truth about him.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something.
There it is.
Look at that. That's a look of hate right there.
Yeah, dude. He had like cornrows going too. You.
Dude, if it's possible to look angrier than life has done to him, he's somehow done it. Life has beaten that face up.
You look hard, Boone, but now you look harder.
Dude. Yeah, look at that.
The Jewish Mystique. Oh, God. Yeah, he's mad at you, bro.
Wow.
And for a long time, he thought you were the best, but now you've just done it. You've told too many people his name, and he says that's not his name.
I didn't tell anyone for years. I haven't mentioned it.
Yeah, but they started mentioning it again, and now he thinks you started telling all these people his name.
It's like
now you fucked up!
But ultimately, he's mad because you won't – if you'll tell people his real name, Why won't you tell him where Dan Madonia lives? Where does Stingy Benji live? Where? What about their personal information?
Oh.
He's never asked about Madonia or Stingy Benji. I've told him where Bilek lives multiple times. I've given his phone number. When he's changed his number, I've given him his new number.
He knows where Bilek lives.
Such a bizarre conversation.
The best when I get a phone call.
Like he's a real human being or something. That's like,
yeah, you get sucked into his world pretty easily.
No, you get sucked into his world.
Oh, this guy's talking.
I mean, you guys I start worrying that you guys are doing this seriously.
On my old caller ID, would call and the number would just come up payphone.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's always on a payphone. He's always on a payphone.
Ari, you won the roast.
Yeah, how'd the roast go? Tell me about it. I haven't talked to you since I sent you those gags.
It was pretty good. All right, hold on.
Oh, thank God he had pants on.
No, it's just this.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Everything in New York is better, huh? You guys. Whoa! That's a lecture? So basically, wow. You got the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream trophy.
Well, I even got it fucking
engraved. 2014. Roast Battle Champ. New York Comedy Festival Roast Battle Champion.
Was it close?
Yeah, he won the first round. I won the next two.
Were you nervous after round one?
I was so nervous going into round one.
Yeah, it's such a nerve-wracking show.
Yeah, God, it really is.
Unless you've done it, you don't know what it's like. Unless you've done it, you have no idea what it's like.
Are you going to do, would you do it again?
I would do it again in the belly room to see what that's like.
Yeah.
But it's just like, when John Fitch used to talk about the UFC, and he would say he would take a lot of heat for this, because he would be like, guys, I get that MX fighting or whatever else it is, or King of the Cage, I get that competition's competition. But he goes, until you've been under the lights of the UFC, don't know what it's like. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, fuck you, an arm triangle escape. He goes, I get what you're saying, but it's different.
It's the big show.
I was so nervous. Jay was so nervous. Way more nervous than my special. Way more nervous.
Really?
But not even close.
I don't even, you know, it's
because
like,
on your special, you're in control of everything that's happening. You are completely out of control.
And you're doing jokes that work, that you know, like...
You've done them and tried them and practiced them and done them in front of people.
I got such a bomb on a joke that I thought
Which
was going to
joke?
Kill. You know, Big J started in black rooms. His original nickname was Nick J. Ogerson.
Right.
That's zero.
Dude, I just wrote Flip Schultz had a birthday and they're like, dude, you gotta we're going to roast Flip Schultz. I'm like, oh, I don't have time to write jokes. So they're like, you're going last. So I wrote, just sat there, started writing jokes as people
were
going. And I did that with Claude Stewart. Because Claude Stewart's like 42 years old and still fully on doing act outs on all of his punchlines. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just...
It's bad. No, it's a bad thing.
No, I mean, like, no, I just can't do it. I'm fat and lazy.
42-year-olds can't do it.
Dave Daller! So anyways, I'm crushing this fucking roast. And then I go, of course we got Claude Stewart still acting out his punchlines, but... Asking Claude Stewart not to act out his punchlines like asking Paul Mooney not to say the word nigger 50 times in his act. And everybody just stared at me. And I'm like, you know Paul Mooney says the N-word in his act.
Yeah, they don't know that. It's tough.
Can I make a point here?
Yes.
I feel like I wanted to walk out when I heard you use that word.
Oh,
I thought it
my
was
God.
Offensive.
I offended the guy who cannot be offended. Joining us, Orlando Magic super fan, Dave Taylor. Welcome
By
the
way, have you guys seen the show You're the Worst on FXX?
No.
Ari, have you seen it?
No, I can download it now.
You need to download it now.
Everybody
needs to download the show now and
watch
it.
Can we do the show first, or should we just
No, we don't watch. Last night I started watching it, and I watched like 9 episodes. FX,
wow.
It's like an HBO comedy the way HBO doesn't do comedy anymore. Like, it's the sort of funny thing they gave up when they started doing Girls. It's great. It's now, really funny.
But explain the show.
Just two awful people have a relationship, you know?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's so good.
It's good, huh?
It's so fun.
It's good in a good sense or good in a bad sense?
Good in a good sense. You will love it, and it's the sort of awful people that you know in real life but never end up on television.
All right. I will look it down.
Yeah.
I will look it up.
It's
and I will
really
download
great.
It.
Sorry
I will
to
look
interrupt.
It down.
I will upload it, and I will look it down.
Now, Ari.
slap it, yeah.
How does it feel to know that the Dallas Cowboys quarterback will probably be paralyzed before the season is over?
Hooray!
He's fine. I mean, he's fine this game. He has a week off now.
Ari, he's taking painkillers for pregnant women.
Yeah, so did Favre for his whole career. Yeah.
How long until he starts taking the painkiller that killed Joan Rivers and Michael Jackson? Which also, would be the trifecta of
Favre took
and all.
Favre took, like, edible painkillers. That's why he got addicted. Fucking, they're shooting that shit. Romo, they're doing epidurals. They're shooting that right into his spine. And, yes, propofol is the Joan Rivers level that you know the NFL
well,
is going to.
Well, that's what Michael Jackson died on, killed, too.
Yes.
Kanye West's mom, too, right? Isn't that what she died of?
Was that it?
Like, I think so.
No,
surgery? Yeah, but I think that was the drug that they would use to anesthetize her.
That stuff
her,
does
obviously.
A great job of simulating death. Yeah. I mean, it's the ultimate.
You're so numb,
the drug
you're
works
dead.
Fine. Let's not accuse the drug of any problems. It does what it does.
Yeah.
What jokes did you have that did – what did you have any bomb, like anything that went great?
Can we just real quick give it up for Frank, our new Mexican?
Oh, Frank, how's it going, buddy?
Frank's sitting in there. His job is to, if there's anything interesting on Twitter or you want to look stuff up on the internet, like the upcoming UFC, we'd like to know who's
Frank.
Frank
is ethically ambiguous, so you could call him our new black guy if you need it.
Yeah. Or like, our terrorist.
For cover.
Even go as like a white nerd, kind of like.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
That tans too much?
Yeah.
I can see that.
But you're like, no, his mom's white and his dad's like something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's somebody fuck somebody for a green card.
It's like, look, we need ethically ambiguous and handsome. Nick Youssef, we're going to call you. Yep. Maybe less handsome. Frank, you're getting that call.
Yeah. Should we also, Nick Youssef was on Carson Daly.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
Last night Nick called me because we were trying to figure out a way to watch it live, and it was impossible to get a live stream of it. You could get like – you had a lot of East Coast feeds like Dayton, but you
couldn't
get –
Are you telling me that Chinese and Russian piracy websites aren't live streaming Carson Daly? Is that what
that's
you're
the
saying?
Thing. It's Carson Daly is sub piracy. It's they've beaten piracy by
I'll never forgive Carson Daly.
Well, for fucking Jennifer Love Hewitt, yep. She was pretty.
Uh huh.
Did you ever?
Never pretty.
Ari,
what
guys? What?
Always the ugly girl next door.
Did Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
She's put makeup on.
Ari,
I've never
shut the fuck up.
Ari, she was that in Parody of Five, and then she got pretty for a little while. Have you guys ever seen?
Same thing
she was
about
never
Mini Driver.
Not attractive.
No, forgetting a Parody of Five. Have you guys ever heard the interview of the guy from LFO on Howard Stern talking about, first of all, experience as a boy band member, secondly, dating Jennifer Love Hewitt, and then find out she was fucking everybody else? That's another thing you guys should download.
I have to get that.
Yes, it's fucking awesome.
What did he say about that?
She's the kid.
He said he's still... You go ahead. He died of leukemia like months later, but he could tell he still loved her.
Yeah.
It was kind of sad. But she, remember, on Party of Five, she was kind of average, and then she got fake tits, and they really pushed her out there.
Those are real.
Those tits are real.
I will say this. I dated a girl who
top
level plastic surgeon in Hollywood who said that the Jennifer Love Hewitt's tits were not real.
Okay, no.
I will walk out of this podcast.
He has to say, I did them. For me to believe they're not real.
Sam, I believe that plastic surgeons know what's going on the way comics do. That's like me saying, you know, Sam, I would have to say that you've seen Dane Cook stole material to believe that Dane Cook stole material. Everybody fucking knows.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to say something I've never said on this podcast. I agree with Sam on all of this.
Thank you. Go on, Ari. You had something important to butt in with?
Her tits are really fake. They're clearly fake.
They're not fake.
There is no way.
She told everybody. It wasn't a secret.
What, give me the quote. Let me see the quote. Let me know.
Sam, now you're in a...
Santa isn't
Sam.
Real.
All right, you're lying. You're clearly lying.
All right, I love how Sam suddenly becomes the standard for journalistic accuracy. When he's
if any of the four of us...
I'm wearing these sunglasses to hide the tears in my eyes.
I'm with Sam. Again, I can't believe it.
Hold on. Guys, two gets to Frank, what do you think about
this? Frank, seriously, what do you think about this white chick that you're never allowed to touch about her tits?
First, he has to figure out the microphone.
Okay, this is great.
Yeah.
I can hear you, Frank. Just talk.
What say?
I'm going to have to go with Jennifer Love Hewitt on this one.
Oh, okay. What does that mean?
I mean, she's got great tits.
Do you think they're real or fake?
Real or fake, Frank?
I think they're fake.
Oh, God damn it.
I mean, they're too perfect.
Guys, this is what happens.
Rob's turned out the Mexican. I miss Renee. He just agreed.
You know what? You guys know what it's like to be Republicans, whether like these fucking Mexicans come over and they vote against us.
Dave, you're about to make Benjamin Button start drinking again. Dave's new nickname for me is Benjamin Buttons. He's like, dude, from the minute you quit drinking, you look younger every single day.
He looks years younger. I was worried that he had done some like permanent Rick Shapiro damage to himself, but he's rolled it back. I'm really happy for him.
Oh, I found the quote. I found the quote.
First of all, this is bullshit. He's just going to be making shit up.
I'm looking at Ari's face.
Hang on. Let's hear this. Oh, it's written down.
Yeah, I have fake tits. J-Lo Hewitt. No. Our J-Lo's somebody else. Well, close enough.
It isn't. Wait a minute. It is in quotation marks. I think it's legit.
Can we at least get a year on that? Can we get a year? Like 2005? Isn't it crazy that 2005 we were talking about this thing? 2005 is back in the day. Is that nuts?
Oh, wow, she said that yesterday. Wow,
that's an amazing coincidence.
You know, I was agreeing with Sam, but you know what? Since I saw it in print and there are quotation marks.
Yeah.
I think unbelievable. We have an important caller calling in. Is this a real deal?
Yeah, that is a real deal. All right, we have a big announcement from I talked to these guys that, you know, Diaz and GSP were at your taping.
Yeah.
And they said they have a very big announcement they're going to announce right now. Nick Diaz. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, cool.
He's fighting Anderson Silva live in Las Vegas at some point.
What's up, motherfuckers?
What's up,
Diaz? What's up,
dog?
How are you, man?
Hey, dog.
I fucking feel good, dog. Fucking Stockton's in bankruptcy. They're just saying fuck you to all those motherfuckers they owe money to. That's fucking gangster, dog.
That is gangster, dude. Because you're kind of like, yeah, we owe you money, but fuck you. We're not going to pay you. What are you going to do to
us? They got the fucking money to pay people back. I know it, dog.
Oh, how
fucking
do you know?
Because fucking Gil's old man, his fucking uncle is doing the fucking bankruptcy shit, dog. He's a fucking lawyer.
Oh,
Stockton is a small town.
Now, is Gilbert's uncle the guy who's always advertised on the side of the buses in Stockton and bus benches?
He doesn't fucking, dude, that's some ghetto shit going on those fucking buses, dog.
No, and this is, he's a legit lawyer, not a ghetto lawyer.
No, dog, he only advertises on the side of fucking ice cream carts, dog.
I get that. I get that.
That's just better marketing, I've heard.
Absolutely, dog. Hey, I also got to fucking let people know, dog, fucking Ronda Rousey's on the fucking phone right now.
Whoa!
Shut up. Wow. We haven't heard from Ronda since the big dating game.
Our listeners love Ronda. We need more of her. Ronda Rousey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, my God. Oh, man. This is truly amazing. Rhonda, first of all, I want to say welcome to the show. We miss you. We're glad you're back.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
You know, I've been training a lot. I've been running a lot. I've been working out a lot. Hanging out on, you know, Diaz Pontoon Boat. We've been pontooning a lot. It's been really fun.
Oh, you're liking the pontoon life, huh?
Yeah, you know, I like getting out there. It's nice.
Can I ask a question?
The ultimate aphrodisiac, man. Oh. Pontoon boat.
I find that hard to believe, but I've never been to Stockton.
Real quick, Dave. Yes, you can ask a question, but you must respect the biggest name in MMA, Ronda Rousey. Please don't be disrespectful.
Hey, dog, and my fucking girlfriend, dog. Don't be fucking around.
Yeah, I don't want Diaz coming after us.
Now, Diaz, Triple E.
He's serious. He's crazy.
Diaz, Triple E was telling me that he thinks that Ronda's fucking other fighters.
Well, I never said that!
You didn't say that.
Ari, can you prove that? Ari, can you show us a quote where Sam might have said that on the internet?
I don't know, man.
Diaz, you know I respect you, bro. Bro, stop.
Hey, David Taylor?
Yeah.
Fucking thank you, dog. Thank you for fucking telling me some fucking shit that Sam's been saying behind my fucking back.
No, dude.
You know, Diaz, I'm a real friend. A real friend will tell you the truth, and somebody, say, next to him isn't told the truth.
Look, I'm going to say
that. Do we have that quote, Ari?
I'm one of Sam's best friends. I did not hear him say that. But if Ari can prove us that he has a direct quote from the internet, I'm going to be forced to believe it.
Question for
Ari, fucking, come on, dog. Let me know if this is true, dog.
Oh, whoa, here's the quote.
Hold on.
Wait, here's a quote from it. Ronda is fucking tons of dudes, bro.
Sam Tripoli said that earlier.
Yeah, not even a question. That is
in quotation marks. It must have happened.
I might have thought it was forced, but like the bro. Yeah, Sam. Here's my question, Diaz. Now that you know Tripoli has been theorizing, what do you think that you're going to do to Sam now that you know this?
Dog, I would be I would be really fucking pissed right now if I weren't so fucking happy about Stockton being in bankruptcy.
Okay. Okay. That's
good. I would be fucking coming down there, dog. But I'm just too fucking ecstatic about this shit.
Okay. Man, it's not true. Don't listen to them. Listen, man.
Dave, you're fucking dead to me, dog. Don't fucking talk to me no more.
What, man?
I'll handle this.
You shut the fuck up.
Thank you, my fucking new best friend, fucking David Taylor, dog.
Yes, wow. I am the new best friend. Hey, don't forget your other best friend, Jason Tebow.
No, hey, why are you listening to Dez
Moll over here? Me and the fucking Tebow are always fucking tight.
Oh, man.
Appreciate that.
So can I even do the interview?
You shut the fuck up.
You tell me what to say, and I'll talk to my new best friend, Nick Diaz.
Well, dog, so fucking Rhonda and I have a big fucking announcement.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
What's the big announcement, Nick? I feel like I would know this since I'm really close.
Fucking Rhonda's fucking pregnant with my fucking baby, dog.
Whoa!
It's funny. Nick, it's funny you mention that because Sam just whispered to me, I don't think it's his.
Yeah.
What?
Motherfucker, dog. Thank you, David.
Yeah.
You're climbing the ranks of my friendship ladder. Thank
you. Wow.
I want to be at the top. So,
Sam, wait. Why do you think it's not his baby? Because you just said that.
Unbelievable.
I never said that.
Shut the fuck up.
Stop saying it. Those words have never come out.
Sam,
look it
up on the internet.
No. Ari's about to look it up, actually.
Ari's looking it up, seeing if he can find a direct quote.
You basically call my fucking lady a whore, dog.
That's
I
unbelievable.
Said that.
What's up
Those
with this
words
bullshit?
Never came out of my mouth, man.
Now, Nick, how far along is Rhonda? And do we know the gender of the baby? And maybe twins? What do we think here?
She's a month along right now.
Okay.
So
hold on. With the quote here from Sam Tripoli.
Oh, I think I already found something on the internet.
Please don't tell Nick that the baby is mine, bro. Fat Sam Tripoli.
Oh, wow. No, wow.
Hey, that's not true. I haven't been fat for a while.
If the baby comes out hoarse.
Wait, when did you bang Ronda Rousey?
I never banged Ronda Rousey.
Ari just found a direct quote.
Hold on, stop. The lady's talking. What was that, Rhonda?
I just said that you never banged me.
Thank you. Ari, stop saying the lies.
I think that's a joke, dog, and I get it, because there's no way that fucking Sam Tripoli could pull a fucking chick like Ronda Rousey.
Also,
I would fight with you on that, but I agree with you on that.
And also, anal doesn't make you pregnant.
She's not 300 pounds, and she's not fucking Mexican, and she's not a fucking two.
Hold on. Frank, how does that make you feel?
You just described Frank, by the way.
Yeah. Why are you picking on Frank's mom? Yeah.
So, Rhonda, you're a month long. How did you find out? What was the moment? Was any just missing the period? Anything in particular?
Well, I don't really get periods anymore.
As an athlete, I get that.
Make things difficult, yeah. So how did you know?
Yeah. I started throwing up more than usual, and I thought that maybe there was something wrong. So
More than usual?
Yeah, that's weird right there.
That seems like a warning sign. What do you mean by more than usual?
Yeah.
More than the usual amount that someone throws up.
Well, what's the usual amount that you? I mean, I might throw up a different amount than you do.
She's got to make fucking weight, dog. She's got to make fucking weight.
She doesn't How make weight.
How else is she supposed to do it?
Makes sense.
Wait. Aren't you like a heavyweight woman? I don't really know how this works. Is there like a weight class?
Well, Nick has said several times on this show that he suffers from bulimia.
Oh, wow. So, Rhonda, do you have bulimia as well?
She fights at 135.
There's a weight class above her? What? Oh, Rhonda, yes. You're saying no.
I don't have bulimia. I'm not a 13-year-old fucking girl.
Oh, come on. Now you're pissing off the most popular.
But your boyfriend does have bulimia like a 13-year-old.
Dog, it's different for a man.
It's different for a man. That's what he says all the time, that men and women have different rules.
I get that. So you're what, 8 months from now you'll be having a baby? Are you guys planning on getting married, or what are you guys going to do?
We got a slow roll because she still has a fucking career. She's trying to get two fights in before the baby comes.
She will fight when she's pregnant. That answers my next question.
She's going to be taking knees to the stomach.
That makes the baby strong.
How does she get an arm bar with a baby?
Dog, we got a fucking OGBYN up here in fucking Stockton that says it's OGBYN. Totally
okay, okay,
fight
Nick,
twice.
Nick, as your best friend, I might tell you, if you go to a doctor that calls himself the OGBYN, it's probably not going to give you the best medical advice.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's going to be OG, dog.
Yeah, this could be
she's an OGBYN?
This could be why they're saying to fight while pregnant.
Original gangster, bring your own nurse.
Bring your own nurse, yeah. The OG,
bro. Bravo.
Dog, he says it's cool that she can fight twice before the fucking baby gets here, dog.
Okay,
how's
she gonna armbar with a baby?
It's easier.
No, you guys are fucking like Neanderthals, dog. You don't think a fucking woman can have a fucking career and fucking have a baby. Maybe I didn't call you right.
Nick, you're right. Sam doesn't think you can have it all. I know you can.
Dave!
Sam, you do keep talking.
I can have it all.
Yes, absolutely. So, Rhonda, do we know if the baby is a girl, what are you going to name it? If it's a boy, what are you going to name it? Do we have names?
Yeah, you guys thinking about names?
What is it? Fucking what names, is dog. Whether it's a boy
you
or a girl.
You want a Sam?
Yeah.
You tell him.
Oh, whoa. Look at this. Another quote already found. Nick Diaz is a pussy, bro. Sam Tripoli, the father of Rhonda's baby.
Oh, uncalled for, Ari.
So let's hear the...
I wasn't even looking for this. I just came across it.
Are you just Googling this shit?
Can I have a question for Rhonda? Is the baby going to be named Sam if he's a boy? Because that might say something to me about the father.
Or Samantha if it's a girl.
Yeah, that's another possibility.
Uncalled
for.
No,
we would never go with that fucking disgusting type of name. Fucking gross. Dog, if it's a boy or a girl, it's the same name. It's going to be Ambrose Suarez, dog.
Yeah.
Diaz.
Ambrose Suarez Diaz.
Yeah,
Ambrose Suarez
Diaz. Yeah.
So I like it. I think it works across. I think it does. Yeah.
I know. Are you worried possibly if it's a girl, a name like what is it? Ambrose could become a stripper. Are you worried about that?
Ambrose is a stripper name. Generally,
that's the name of one of the greatest men in history. That's the motherfucker that invented the pontoon boat.
You guys don't know anything about American history. You're annoying.
It really is, babe.
Oh, I love it.
Dude, dog, we already sold the fucking pictures. We got the baby first baby pictures. Someone already put a fucking bid in, and they already fucking have them.
What's the bid? How much money are you getting for that first pick?
We're getting $1,500 from Pontoon and Deck Boat Magazine.
they're exclusive. I have a question. A question for Nick.
It was the best offer we got, dog, so we had to fucking roll with it.
Guys, a question for both of you. Were you trying to have a baby? Was this an accident? Like, how
did
this happen?
Yeah.
You know, dog, I mean, in Stockton, it's fucking hard to buy condoms because they outlawed them. So, you know,
I missed that.
They outlawed condoms in Stockton? Really?
Yeah, that's what he said, that they outlawed all of
Okay, wait.
Who told you that?
Yeah, who told you this, Rhonda?
Diaz did.
Diaz, you said they outlawed condoms, huh? Is this part of the bankruptcy?
Yeah, dog. You can't fucking buy them in any fucking 7-Eleven or gas station. Nowhere, dog. You can't fucking find that shit. You got to go to fucking Lodi.
So,
you fucking want to fuck, dog. You don't want to drive to Lodi to go get some shit.
That's a boner killer.
And does Stockton have a rule against pulling out? I mean, why did you was it an accident?
Dog, what am I, a fucking pussy dog? That's pussy.
Yeah,
pull out.
According to Sam Tripoli on the internet.
I've heard that. Yes, I've heard that. Ari's looking it up right now.
Ari, look up what Sam said about that. I think you find some direct quotes.
Another quote here from Sam Tripoli. Condoms are illegal. That's the president of Stockton. Yeah, that's official then. Yeah, Nick, you're covered.
True.
You're absolutely covered.
Dog, I know Tripoli doesn't wear condoms because the fucking women he banged, they're fucking so fat that he knows that cum's never going to get to that fucking area to fertilize the egg.
Well, that's you know, just good science.
Ow!
I wore a condom last week.
Oh, whoa, congratulations,
wow. She must have been nasty.
For all right. Ari doesn't count.
God, What was it, a holiday, dog?
Yeah,
what
the
fuck would you do that?
Rosh Hashanah.
What religious, what Jewish holiday do you wear condoms?
It's Pruda Kipper.
Ari, what was the special event?
She wouldn't do it without a condom.
Wow. Was she hot?
Now, let me ask you, Ari. The fact that you got laid is good, but it's not the same, right? You're like, oh, I'm doing it, but I'm not enjoying
it like I
could.
Remember Jim Painter's rule?
No.
Jim Painter's rule was that it didn't count if you used a condom. He had to get at least one naked stroke in for it to count.
Doesn't count unless you have one clean stroke.
One clean stroke.
I agree with that.
Dog, I don't trust any woman that fucking makes you wear a condom. Probably means she has AIDS, dog. It doesn't want to fucking give it to you.
Well, at least she's considerate and distrustful.
So now, are you guys talking about getting married? Because I know the kid. I noticed you guys have the kid's name, had Diaz as a last name.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
We might go hyphenated, Diaz Rousey. I don't know, dog. But yeah, I mean, you know, we'll consider it. But right now, we just want to fucking get that fight out of the way with fucking Anderson and then Kat Zingano, and then you know, try to get fucking Ronda another fight before the baby gets here, and then we'll talk about it once the baby gets
here. I have a
here,
question. question. Nick.
Go ahead, David. You go first.
Nick, have you thought about how you'd propose to Ronda? Do you have something set up? Do you have, like, a plan?
I mean, all I know that it's definitely going to happen on a fucking pontoon boat. I'm not going to say where or when, dog.
Happen on a
maybe you could sell those engagement pictures, too.
Are you guys, do you guys have a theme?
Dog, we're not even talking marriage yet, dog. We'll fucking, we don't know, man. Let's just deal with one thing at a time. We got the two fights and the baby. We got a lot on our plate.
Ari, question.
Ari, question.
This is a question for Nick Diaz about his fight because men's fights are real fights. What are your opinions on Anderson Silva, another real fighter that you're fighting? Can you talk about that? Ronda, you can go ahead and hang out in the kitchen until we're done with those.
Uncalled
for. Dog, you don't disrespect my fucking the mother of my fucking child like that, dog.
Yeah. Actually, technically,
thanks,
Nick.
No,
it's Nick.
She's a good fighter. She's the only one. She's the only female fighter.
Nick.
So I'm not interested.
Technically, he's disrespecting the mother of Sam's child.
Hey! See, I didn't say that, dude. That was Dank Taylor and Ari Shaffir. Suddenly, the truth becomes. Was this
Nick
that?
Yeah. Again.
Ari, please don't tell Nick that the baby is mine.
This phone call is an emotional roller coaster for me because I don't know what the fuck's real anymore.
Maybe.
Dude, let me tell you what's real. That is not my baby.
It's
I would never do
pregnancy.
That to you. My friend, I would never do that to
all
you.
Right,
are these
will cool down.
Your words or not?
They are not my words.
Let's read them again. Let's read them again.
Everything.
Please don't tell Nick Diaz that the baby is mine, bro. That's Sam.
That sounds like Sam.
It does sound like Sam.
Nick, are you guys planning on having like a home birth? Are you going to be going to Stockton General Hospital or
maybe underwater?
We'll probably just have it at my fucking jiu-jitsu place, dog. Just right on the mat.
Have it that's right on the mat.
Let me ask you something. How soon after the birth will the kid be in jiu-jitsu class?
Oh, dog, I've already got a fucking baby MMA thing set up, dog. I got a whole organization.
Does okay. his crib look like an octagon?
18 months and under.
18 months and under?
Nick.
Dog, my fucking skydiving MMA is taking off so fucking big that I know that I'm some sort of fucking marketing genius. And I'm going to get baby MMA
I'm
going.
I'm sorry. Did you say skydiving MMA?
Yeah. He started a skydiving and then you fight all the way down to the ground. And if you don't get
what if you get choked out?
Then you die.
If you get choked out, you die, dog. Yeah. That's the
evolution.
Fucking stake.
That's evolution. Question for Nick. Now, Nick and Ronda, actually, some parents play Mozart to make the baby smarter. Now, do you have any special music you plan to play when Ronda's pregnant? What do you think the you know prenatal condition is going to be like? Anything special planned?
Well, right now we're playing a shitload of Pantera for the tough kids.
Okay. Yeah,
Pantera.
That's perfect. It'll raise a perfect Stockton baby.
Oh, this is great. Well, I'm so happy for you guys. I mean, I'm blown away by this announcement, and I'm really excited you guys came on Punch Drunk Sports to announce it. I'm sorry that Ari and David were so rude and took your magical moment and tried to pervert it, but we...
Look, I want to hear about Anderson, how he's going to fight against Anderson
okay,
Silva.
Can we get into that real quick?
I mean, it's pretty simple, dog. I'm going to go out there and beat the fuck out of him. I mean... You
sounds
know,
good to me.
Stockton, they don't really like black people that much, so there's a lot of fucking pressure on me from a lot of different groups about me beating this dude.
And what groups are those?
What are those groups?
Kind of like white supremacist organizations and neo-Nazi shit like that.
How have they showed that pressure? Any special tattoos or anything, any threats?
Anything like on fire in your yard?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, they fucking torched my fucking car.
What? How do you know it was
they? They spray painted on my fucking garage. You know, you better beat, blah, blah, blah. Like that.
I'm sorry. Blah, 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 blah. I'm not getting what you're saying here. Blah, blah, blah.
It's just like, you know, like racial slurs and shit like that, dog. You know, just the usual shit.
The usual
shit? Before a fight. Blah.
It's usual to have racial slurs, supportive racial slurs
dog,
spread
I mean,
on your garage.
Dog, like, I found a rack of ribs in my fucking mailbox the other day with a note on it. Ribs.
Wow. That's
now,
you got a big mailbox.
Yeah,
I prefer that to my car on fire.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, there's a dead fish. That's a sign, a signal. Dead canary. Like, what is
these
the rack
signals,
of ribs? What are they trying to say to you through the rack
it's
of ribs?
It's a delicious signal.
Well, on the ribs, written in barbecue sauce, it said, like, beat this motherfucker's ass.
Was it really motherfucker?
It was like a racial slur, but I mean, you know, I'm not like that dog, but... You know,
how creative to write racial slurs in barbecue sauce on a rack of ribs.
That is very creative. Now, here's a question for you, Nick.
An artistic community.
Nick, the name Diaz, it seems odd that the white supremacists would really get behind you. Have you found any tension there?
Yeah, it is weird because you're not white.
Yeah, technically.
No, dog, but you got to understand that I'm whiter than Anderson Silva.
Oh, no, that's what's important.
It's a different shade of soul.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're going by a color chart, dog, and they're just picking the lightest fighter.
So
I'll get behind these guys. But.
You're kind of lucky you don't have, there's not like an Irish challenger or they'd be setting his car on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dog. When I fought some white dudes and I've had fucking.
When you fought GSP.
In my fucking yard.
When you fought GSP, who are they rooting for?
They hate fucking Canada, dog, because that's a fucking, like, communist society up there.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's so
socialized
true.
Medicine, yeah.
Wow. So your fight, what are you going to do? Are you going to kick legs? Are you going to tackle?
I
explained it last time, dog. I know where that freaking Anderson's leg was, and I'm just going to fucking target that over and over again. Oh.
Now you're fighting for your family.
Nick,
dog, I got a cousin that one of these groups is fucking kidnapped and said, like, if I don't fucking beat Anderson Silva, like, I say goodbye to my fucking cousin.
Oh, wow.
So white supremacist groups?
I think you would lead with that story.
Kidnapped your cousin, and now you got to beat Anderson Silva?
Yeah, dog, or she's fucking dead.
Oh, she?
To be honest, I'm still heartbroken about the car. Like, the cousin can be gone, but the car is too far.
I've dealt with this my whole fucking life. It's just the price you pay for living in a fucking great place like Stockton.
Stockton's horrible.
Yeah. Question for Nick. More a comment. I know you have, obviously, doctors that you're close with, like the OGBYN.
Yeah, the OGBYN
in particular. My understanding is that bones heal back stronger after a break. So would that – maybe you shouldn't be attacking the broken part. It might not be as effective a strategy.
Or, dog, maybe I like a fucking challenge, and okay. I ain't fucking scared.
Now, have you heard from your arch enemy slash ex-best friend slash the guy you buried alive in a refrigerator box? Have you heard from GSP? Does he know the news yet?
He's the first guy I fucking told. I had to rub it in his face because, you know, he was always fucking eyeing my lady, Rhonda.
Yeah, he really thought that she was in love with him when we had the dating game with you two, and chose you.
That just made me laugh right there when we fucking got that motherfucker good.
Is there any truth to the fact that he tried to have a threesome with you guys?
Yeah, he did, dog. I mean, you know, that guy's not the smoothest dude around, you know? He's a little fucking awkward. The fucking autism spectrum.
Nick, how did he put it out there?
He came in and fucking, he came in, we were eating breakfast, and this dude comes in with a fucking boner, thinking that this is a good time to have a threesome, dog. I'm just trying to eat my fucking kicks.
How do you know?
Kicks!
Okay, Nick, how did you know he had a boner? Did he show it, or like...
Oh, dog, he had this tiny little boner that was, like, ready to go. And Rhonda just started laughing. You remember that, babe?
Uh-huh.
More importantly, where did you get a box of kicks? Do they still make kicks?
Kicks
dog,
are
dog, you
got to
buy
fun.
That shit on the fucking black That's market, dog. You can't get some old school boxes. You
know, kids like kicks for what kicks has got.
Yeah. Moms like kicks for what kicks is not.
Yeah.
There's a company in Bolivia that does a knockoff brand of fucking kicks, and I get my shit straight from there.
Wait, there's a knockoff of kicks?
Yeah, what's that called?
Kicks was the knockoff.
So there's like a cartel down there that smuggles fucking cocaine into the country in like boxes of kicks. So after they take the drugs out, then I buy the kicks from them.
Cereal mule.
Oh, man.
Never a
pure fire, dude. Pure fire. Any more questions, Ari?
Oh, that's great.
No, but I did just find this quote.
Which all right, you've been Googling a lot of stuff, but I appreciate it. We got another quote from the internet.
That's a quote. I don't know if this New Mexican can read as badly as the other one, so I don't know if we can – but
okay.
I really shouldn't even – I don't want to call
it. If you saw it and it's in quotation marks, it's got
to
be legit.
It needs to be revealed.
Ari, just say it, dog, and make sure you forward me. You got my email. Just forward me all these fucking sites so I can read them for myself, too,
absolutely.
Dog.
Yeah, that's your email. Nick Diaz at imhardbro.com. Still there?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, cool, dog. I got it.
Okay, Ari, let's see this quote. Ari, it needs to be
I got it.
I know you don't want to, but you need to let the truth
just
be
let us see it.
Don't tell Sam, but the baby is really mine, dog. Nick Diaz.
Whoa!
Nate Diaz!
Whoa, yeah. Whoa.
Nah, dog.
Nate Diaz.
I don't believe that one, dog.
He's like, it's him.
Not my fucking boy, Nate, dog.
Oh, wow.
Why do you have a picture of the Apple cloud on there, Ari?
No, it's white trash.
Oh, he probably pulled that off in the cloud.
Oh.
Yeah. And there's a middle finger. It pretty much proves it's Nate.
Wow. Congrats.
Wow. Who knows? Only Rhonda knows whose baby this is.
I don't think she knows.
She's been gangbanging everybody.
Yeah, hey!
Exactly. Oh, dog! Hold on here, dog. You're getting me fired up, man.
That's training. That's what she calls training.
Rhonda, do you ever do, like, some training, jiu-jitsu training, where you maybe take on, like, three or four guys at one time?
Good question.
Full contact training?
I mean, I'll kick three or four guys' ass, but no, I don't fuck three or four at the time.
But does their penis go into you while you're doing it, though?
Like, has there ever been a time where you're doing jiu-jitsu and a dick just slipped?
Yeah, but that's just part of the thing. I mean,
I'm sorry, part of the thing.
This whole plot thickens now.
I have a question for Ronnie, because I don't really understand much about jiu-jitsu. How's that part of the thing, exactly? Are you closed?
If you don't know anything about jiu-jitsu, and I don't have time to explain it to you, so that's just how it works.
Yeah, dog. Hey,
what are you doing? Why don't you have the time?
He's just ignorant. He's ignorant.
I'm sorry. I thought we were friends. And now, I mean, yes, I am ignorant, but I'm willing to admit when I'm ignorant.
Okay. All right. Ari, any more questions?
No. I mean, I really don't know what he's going to do about Anderson, but maybe Anderson will call later.
He already said. Oh, yeah.
I would love him.
Oh, Anderson hasn't called in a while.
Oh, we love you, Anderson.
Well, Nick, congratulations. We're so happy for you guys. Please keep us updated on the pregnancy. I hope there's no miscarriage with all this training and these two fights you're going to have in the next 9 months, Rhonda. But
Nick,
why would you even say that? That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the whole getting kicked in the gut.
Well, the good news is you live in Stockton, so nobody will be able to tell if it's a miscarriage or a real live person.
Dog. Yeah, I thought we were fucking friends, and you ended like that.
You know, the ignorant thing really, it hurt my feelings, and I lashed out. I'm sorry.
Guys, we love you. Please call back. Keep us posted on how the baby's going. And, man, thanks for calling in, guys. Nick Diaz, Ronda Rousey, champions.
Bravo.
Yes, see you guys later, dog.
Love you guys. Congratulations. Bye. Having a baby. So happy for them.
Ari, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to cut him off. He was really excited about the baby, and I just sorry about that. Because
a lot of drama in that phone call. A lot of more drama than we're used to.
Absolutely.
It's time for Dates Out the Gates, even though it's not right out the gates.
Dates Out the Gates.
Oh, yeah.
It's Dates Out the Gates with Sam Tripoli and Jason Tebow.
And Ari Shaffir.
Thank you.
Ari, Dates Out the Gates, where are you going to be good looking?
Well, you guys, I'll be in Salt Lake City this weekend on Friday and Saturday at a club called Wise Guys in West Valley.
Awesome.
I've never been to Salt Lake City before.
I hear it's great.
I have.
And I'll be in Vancouver next week at the Comedy Mix.
Salt Lake City has white homeless people.
For tickets, go to arithegreat.com.
Yes. Jason Tebow.
I will be at the Comedy Store Saturday night at 10:30. I will also be at an AA meeting at 4:30.
Hold on. What show are you doing?
What's that?
You're doing Comedy Store?
10:30 Belly Room.
Oh, that's great, man. That's great.
Moses just texted me.
I don't think I'm going to be at the Comedy Store much since Paulie said to spatula me. And I'm a little hurt by that.
Really?
Yeah.
Recently?
Paulie saw me do a set, and it went well. And then he said, we got a spatula the guy, bro.
What's spatula the guy,
man? Spatula.
For Paulie, spatula means to remove or to get rid of. Let me use it in a Paulie sentence. Bro, I fucked that waitress. We got a spatula her.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
And he said that about you?
Yes, he said that about me. Well, no, I'm not the waitress, no, but
weird.
He said that about me, yeah. I don't think I'd be getting those sweet spots I was getting.
It's the Comedy Store. Everything comes back around. You'll be back. I guarantee you'll be back before you know it. Dave, you're a fixture there.
That's
what
worries me. And
Paulie seems to be
Bruce Smirnoff.
Laid back. That's true.
The other Claude Shires?
Yeah,
I am very excited. I will be at the Sacramento Punchline this weekend, so check it out. And then my New Year's date that I want to push is I will be at the Underground in Toronto.
Oh, for New Year's?
Yeah.
I did it for New Year's once. It's pretty cool.
I'm very excited.
That's cool.
I'm very excited. So we're going to take
smoke
a small
break. Just get a secondhand high.
Ari, I set a big call up. someone who hasn't called in for a while says they're going to try to call in right after the break. T-Bone Smith is going to call in. We're very excited about that. It's going to be a five-man call with T-Bone Smith.
What happened to the guy from Vancouver? What was his name?
Ron.
Is that him?
Yeah, our first grade caller.
Is he the miss? Do you miss him the most, Ari?
I miss Sammy. Hey, I'm going to get down there and eat some of these buttholes on some of these fighters, Sammy.
Yeah. I don't know why Matt Carr doesn't call in anymore. We lost her.
That was a her?
Yeah. Remember?
Oh, now that makes sense.
All right, so we're going to be back. We got some calls. We're going to talk UFC, NFL.
30 times.
We're going to take your tweets. That's why we got a Mexican here. We're going to read your tweets out during the show.
And at Punch Drunk Sport. What is the Twitter address?
It's at Punch Drunk Sports. No, it's at Punch Drunk.
Follow my ass on Twitter.
Punch Drunk.
Ari, you were nice enough to get at Punch Drunk, so we're going to deal with it. We'll talk later. But we'll be back in 5 minutes.
5 minutes means 12 minutes.
Cigarettes. We don't know where he is. He's at a meeting. He's doing his seventh tradition. Hey, do we got anyone important online?
Hey, fix the camera. Tell that guy to fix the camera.
Fix the camera. How are we supposed to get Ari's quotes from the internet? There we go.
Perfect.
We have a big call in. It is. Believe it or not, he hasn't been around for a while, but he's called in. And I can't believe Tebow's not here. Please welcome to the show, T-Bone A. Smith.
Oh wow, that's great!
Hooray!
T-Bone.
I'm listening to the show.
Yeah.
And this brother Nick Diaz is calling in talking about having a baby fight.
Was he?
Yeah, I believe he was. Yes. T-Bone, what do you think about that?
This brother talking about babies having a fight, as in babies fighting.
Yes, babies fighting.
Yeah.
That's it.
Now,
yes.
T-Bone, real quick.
That's preposterous.
T-Bone, I know you're all really busy, and I know you don't have a lot of time. You and Skip Bayless got to go airtight on Champion. But listen, real quick, Cam Newton. What's going on with Cam Newton, man?
Brother Cam Newton. Cam Newton looked like a fig Newton to this brother.
Oh, my. That's insult.
That's seriously. I honestly don't even know if that's racist.
They're both black.
It's so harsh.
Incomplete passes. Can't get anything going. Brother, please.
T-Bone, why do you think Cam Newton's having a hard time this year?
People trying to say because he's black. People say it because
he's
black.
Nobody's saying that.
I haven't heard that, T-Bone.
Nobody has said because he's black.
I haven't heard that at all.
Okay, T-Bone.
In all due respect, brother, I'm the only one here that's black. I got the inside scoop.
Well, what is that?
People saying because he's black, he can't throw. He ain't a nice white quarterback. Brother, please.
Okay, again. Teban, I don't know. Okay, so Teban, well, let's assume for the purpose of argument.
Real quick, Dave, I didn't mean to cut you off. Ari, are there any quotes on the internet of anybody saying anything about Cam Newton being black?
He's going to look it up. Right, he's now, our researcher.
So far, I haven't seen anything.
And there's nothing. And if there was something, Ari would have found the quote because he's a quote. He's the quote, like a Googler. What would you say?
In fact, yes, Ari is our Googler. Teban, let's assume for the purpose of argument that people are saying this. What would your response be?
Brother, it's not just that. He's got a bad knee. He tore his ACL, his MCL, and his R2-D2 3 years ago in a bowling league.
In a what? I'm sorry, I didn't catch
in
that.
In a bowling league.
In a bowling league.
I think that's Andrew Bynum.
Yeah, I think that's Chris Paul.
You're confusing.
That's a different black
guy. Brother, now you're just naming black people.
That is true. I am. So, Teban, what do you...
Are you looking up quotes, Ari, or are you making a sandwich?
I think I found one.
Okay, Ari's found a quote. Ari...
A brother's got to eat, and I respect that.
I'm the only one saying Cam Newton's problem is he's black. Teban A. Smith. Teban, is this true?
Brother, that ain't his only problem.
what is his other problem?
Messing around with too many of them white girls.
Okay. Oh, that's wow.
And too many is the number one.
Okay, so you're saying that he has ruined his career by having sex with a single white woman.
You got that right.
Teban, we got to move on because we got another important phone call. Real quick, what's up with the Clippers, Teban?
Clippers going to be all right if you ask me.
Okay, I just did.
It's a hot take.
They need some four-point shooters. Clippers need a four-point shooter.
Okay, well, where are they going to find a four-point shooter?
Somewhere in Serbia. They're all coming out of Serbia, and you heard it first here.
Teban, you play a lot of NBA jams, I take it. Any Serbians in particular?
I'm not. There's a few of them coming out. They're all younger people, but I just want to stress this enough. I am against baby fights.
Okay.
Okay. Teban A. Smith, everybody.
That guy.
Against baby fights.
Teban A. Smith. Ari, I got one more important phone call. You want to take it?
Who is it? Depends who it is.
It's a very special person who's helped change the landscape.
Hold on, Jason. Yeah, you just missed Teban A. Smith.
Teban A. Smith was just saying.
Why are you bathroom so long, Jason? We have to start the show.
I got locked out outside because they're moving all the fucking furniture out of here.
Please welcome to the show. He's the new Clipper owner, Steve Ballmer, everybody.
Hey!
This will be good.
Come on, stand up! Hardcore Clippers!
My first question for Ballmer, it has nothing to do with his money, but where do you get all this energy? Every time I see him on the court, you're going crazy.
First of all, when I talk to you, I want to hear some applause from the Clipper fans in the studio. Come on, push through, let me hear it.
I have a question for Steve Ballmer. When you were in software, did you find people were put off by your excessive energy?
We're going Ballmer deep this year! Ballmer deep! Some people at Microsoft couldn't handle it!
Wow.
That's amazing.
Here's a question. Who do you think is more annoying, you or Mark Cuban?
You got Mark Cuban and I live in my neighborhood! Watch me hit the games! I'm sweating! I'm jumping! I'm rooting for the Clippers!
Wow,
that's amazing. Now listen, a lot of people, Mr. Ballmer, were talking about you possibly moving the team to Seattle, but you now live here. Is that still a possibility, or have you fallen in love with Los Angeles?
Have you been to Seattle? The chicks, they look like shit. The chicks in L.A. are going, I'm going Ballmer deep. I'm going boom. I'm fucking hard.
Hold on. You're fucking hardcore.
Did you say you were going Ballmer deep?
Ballmer deep, new t-shirts at the Staples Center. Come on, Clipper fans.
Dude, too fucking funny.
So what type of women are you, now that you moved to L.A., what type of women have you been enjoying the most?
Yeah,
the usual scales, 1 to 10, I'm off the charts. Bill Gates told me I gotta slow down. Fuck you,
Wait, what did Bill Gates say?
He told me I gotta slow down.
What does that mean exactly?
That I'm fucking too many women. I'm fucking hardcore. I'm just going crazy. Come on, get up, guys. Let's go.
Now, do you have a particular type of woman? Because, you know, up in Seattle, it's like white chicks who are grungy, smell like patchouli. Here.
Truly?
What is it? Truly? Patchouli?
Patchouli?
What is
patchouli?
It?
Patchouli.
What?
Patchouli?
Patchouli.
Is that what you're going with?
They smell patchouli awful!
They smell patchouli awful.
Hey, Steve, when you fuck a woman, do you go, I'm going balls more deep on you?
If you just heard me, I put out of the ball my t-shirt! Stop looking up close! Boom!
So I have a question. Quotes. I have a question. Boom. Now, V. Stiviano was dating the last owner. Has she reached out to you to
good
possibly?
Good question.
Great question.
Yeah.
There's
a reason that woman wears a Power Rangers visor. She looks like shit. I'm not fucking that. I wouldn't even do her hardcore. Wow.
So who have you been? Anybody we know? Any famous,
famous
girls?
Women? Yeah. Are there any famous women you banged?
I party with Paul Abdul. Even Magic Johnson's partying with me now.
Paul Abdul.
And Magic Johnson?
It was not a sex party, but I kept an eye on him.
Any truth to the rumors about you and Ronda Rousey that Sam keeps talking about?
No, nobody ever said anything.
Steve.
I've been looking to get into MMA, but I've never met Ronda. I've never met her. She's hardcore.
Okay. Let me ask
Steve,
you something.
I think this is out there. The last owner had an issue with it. How do you feel about black people?
Great question.
I gotta skirt this one pretty carefully. I know there are problems. I know Donald got a little hardcore. I love black people. Boom!
Let me ask you something.
Have you ever met one?
I don't know if you know this. I'm the owner of the Clippers. I own some of them.
Oh, okay.
Dicey.
Are you a little nervous? Like your son, I mean, think about this.
Okay.
Your dad's a billionaire.
Yes.
And you were living in Seattle. Then your dad buys in a professional basketball team. Now you're a 19-year-old billionaire living in Los Angeles.
The hottest girls in the world.
Are you worried about your kid ODing on cocaine?
Just like John Sterling's kid did, actually.
Yeah. I'm a little worried about it. I'm trying to keep an eye on him, keep him on the street now. Tell him you need to work at Microsoft. You need the family values. But I don't know. These rich kids, you can't tell them anything. They're hardcore.
Yeah.
Well, how does he rebel? Has he rebelled in any particular way?
He's got an apple, and it really bothers me.
Wow.
That's really hurtful.
That is so hard.
There's an iPad?
Yeah.
He's got an iPad. I got rid of the first thing I did with the Clippers. I put the iPads in a pile like Hitler, put the books in, I burned them. No. Boom!
I love it.
That's like a computer crystal knocked. Now, how have the players responded to their new Surface tablets? Because I've heard NFL players hate them.
These guys don't like them, but I'm there for computer help and anything else they need. I'm just giving out $1,000 bills to these guys. Come on, Clippers!
Now the Clippers have started off slower than expected. I think they're going to be fine. I do think they need to build their bench up a little more. If they lose a couple more games, anyone getting fired?
It's called the marathon, Sammy. It's not a sprint. We're looking for the playoffs. I don't give a shit what they do. We're better than the Lakers in L.A. Boom! Put down a new paper smoking genie bars because I'm hardcore.
That's so true.
So, Steve, here's a question. Given the opportunity, would you have sex with Genie Buss?
Great question.
Yep. Great question.
Question.
I don't care why you're acting like I haven't already.
Okay.
Oh, whoa.
What?
So,
when the film's out of town, the genie will play. Boom!
I don't even know what you're saying, Steve. Yeah. I'm really genuinely confused.
Are you trying?
I got a quote on that actually.
Whoa. Ari,
we got a quote.
May back up, may not.
But I guess I'm
bitch
a
woo. Yes. So, Steve, you sound a lot like Ric Flair.
Was it say Steve Bob Boom?
Bagarazama.
He didn't spell his name right.
Ari Shaffir is one of the best journalists of our time.
Are you hinting that maybe you might have had a threesome with Phil Jackson, Genie Buss, and you have maybe had a triangle?
I like what you're doing with the triangle offense. Phil got upset recently. Adam Silver saying stuff. Hey, Phil, thicken up your skin.
What? Now, I heard you've been
out of town. Jeannie's going crazy. We were sharing the same facilities. She saw me one night showering, and she said, hey, Steve, let's get hardcore.
Wow.
Steve, I love how you're really pushing this this catchphrase. Now, here's my question. What would you do to make the Clippers more hardcore if they're not hardcore enough to, say, have a, you know, a playoff record in the first 40 games? What would your changes be?
I talked to Doc Rivers. I said, can we wear spiked collars on the court?
Excuse me, what was that? Spiked what?
Collars.
Spiked collars.
That's pretty hardcore.
You want to bring in more of like a BDSM feel to the Clippers, right?
I want a bad boy feel. I want to appeal to the gay fans. Say, we're not afraid to get hardcore. We're not afraid to party. We're not afraid to wear spiked collars on the court.
Now that you've been in L.A., I know you've been hanging around with a lot of celebrities, and you're such an intense person, but I read an article, and I think Ari looked it up online. Aren't you hanging around with Anderson Silva a lot lately?
Anderson Silva's a good friend of mine. I wish him all the love, all the best against Nick Diaz.
Is he there with you right now?
He actually is in my villa right now.
Can we say hi to him?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to get his opinion on the fight.
Anderson, he's hardcore podcasting. I want to talk to you. Boom! hello, I respect the podcast very much.
Oh, Anderson, that does sound like you. How are you, buddy? You
also
ready to fight
like
Diaz?
Chico Scuola.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, Anderson? I didn't hear you. You might have been speaking a little Brazilian there. Or what are they speaking?
We might need some Google Translate from Ari.
Anderson, they can't understand you! I tried to relax.
Relax?
Wow. That was amazing.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Ari, do you have a question for Anderson Silva about his upcoming fight?
Yeah, obviously. Anderson, this is the first time we're seeing you after the horrific leg injury. And I think a lot of people want to know, is it up to 100%? Are you worried about it? Are you going to favor that leg?
From the first time doing the McLaren, just to come up the third one, he could
strong words.
Is Ed Soares around? Can he translate? Is Ed around you or is he not?
Hold on.
Calling for you.
Anderson says he's ready.
Thank you.
Oh God. Shit. Well, Mr. Bomber, thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it. Your interview was hardcore for sure. One more thing, can we bring back Lob City? Is that possible?
I'm bringing back. I'm going to bring Lobster City. We're getting free lobster rolls every Friday night game at the Staples Center.
You know, wow. Steve, maybe lobster you could. City. Have you thought about delivering the lobsters with a T-shirt cannon? Because that, honestly, that would be great.
That would be awesome.
You know what
awesome.
That would be, David? That would be hardcore.
It would be hardcore. Yeah.
Thank you.
Steve Ballmer, new owner of the Clippers.
Thank you, God.
Great
please
owner.
Please call in all the time.
Wonderful call.
God.
You know what I would like?
I can't believe I didn't even ask him for tickets.
I wish we could get disgraced former owner Donald Sterling to call in. But I wonder if he's
going to. He's been hesitant to call in the past.
He's called in a few times, really.
Has he called in?
Hey, what do you guys think? What's the problem with the Clippers so far?
No, I think chemistry. I think a lot of people don't know their roles yet.
What additions they have?
You know,
what new
Ari,
they have?
You know,
they've added. They had a couple guys. Here's what I'm going to tell you.
It's all the same. And chemistry.
You know what Sam said to me right now? He said black coach.
No, I didn't say that. Where's you going with this, Dave? I honestly do believe that he's a great coach. I don't like Doc Rivers' personnel picks in terms of
starting Redick.
Starting Redick is bad. I just don't think he's a starter in the NBA. I know he had that 30-point game recently, but I just don't think he's too small, to play, what's this?
You can't play D.
Black coach, Tripoli, yes. Uh-huh. That's the quote.
You
yeah.
did say it.
Sam, God, you said yeah. it.
Quotation marks, too.
It's like everything's coming back to bite me in the ass.
J.J. Redick, the problem, too, is he is the classic college Caucasian in that it's not just – he can shoot okay, but he also can't play any defense.
He's too small.
Yeah, he can play his zone defense, and that's it.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, it seems like to me like DeAndre Jordan and
like he's getting lit
cover
up last
up.
Night yeah. by the Spurs because, you know, if he's shooting guard – and Chris Paul's your point guard. That's a small backcourt.
You need Dwight Howard to be blocking shots in front
well,
of them.
We have yeah. DeAndre Jordan, but it's not even that. It's just like they're just backing him down.
Yeah.
Not
we're also getting out-rebounded by everybody, and we're a team that was like top three in rebounds last year. The rebound leader was on our team
I
last year.
I just don't like his personal pickups. I mean, everyone keeps telling me that at the beginning of the season, and we're going to get to the college, at the beginning of the season that we were the deepest team in the NBA. I'm like, I don't see it. And the proof is that we always lose in the second half. We're killing everybody first half, and then the second half, we just fall off because our guys are tired because we have no bench.
I think the Clippers are the sit right now. I mean, I'm granted we're, what, seven games in or whatever. I think the Clippers right now look like the exact same team they were last year.
No, I totally disagree. I think they look worse. I mean, we're literally playing worse than we did last year. But that's okay. It's okay. It's really early. But, I mean, we have these guys he signed, like Chris Douglas Roberts. I mean, you watch this guy, you can just tell he is not comfortable.
Is he a rotation? Is he a rotation player?
Yeah. They wanted him to fight for a starting job.
Really?
Yeah. So him, Matt Barnes, can't start. They just can't start. They're not starters.
We should start Crawford.
They are, but he's too small for scoring forward, and it's going to wear on his body, and he's going to get hurt, and we're going to lose him for a little while. And, you know, so you put Matt Barnes in. You can't have DJ and Matt Barnes at the same time because now you got two guys who can't score for you so they can focus on everybody else. There was a bunch of guys that could have picked up Andre Blodge, Michael Beasley. I know they don't have good reputation in terms of locker room.
Is Michael Beasley on a team this year?
No, he's in China.
Oh, really? Michael Beasley?
Yeah.
He's in China.
Can we just go over Kobe Bryant's stats real quickly?
Yeah, I got my opinion on that.
34 shots in a single game.
And then we'll
he's scoring 26.
Real
which
quick,
is right.
Okay, go on. Sorry about that. Go on.
Scoring 26 is a point above his career average, which that's great.
The shots
turnovers
he's
are a little bit higher, 3.3 to 3.0. Personal fouls the same. Steals per game are exactly the same. Blocks are down. Assists are down from 4.8 to 3.
Also,
the shots are way up.
The percentage is down to 76% from 83. Three-point percentage down to 28% from 33. Field goal percentage down from 45 to 39%.
There's shots per game on there?
Yep.
Which
last year, career, he took 19.6. This year, he's up to 23.7. He's taking four more shots a game. Really? He's shooting horribly.
He is terrible.
Dude, I mean,
one and five.
Yeah, he's on a horrible team. I mean, I'm sorry, but this guy's come up double knee surgeries. He's 36. I'm surprised he's doing this well. I know he's shooting like a motherfucker, but who else is going to shoot on that team? Literally, this isn't the Shaquille O'Neal team with Robert Horry where you're like, Kobe, give them the ball. There's nobody on this team to shoot.
You know, a large part of that is that Kobe drove the people who could shoot off.
No, 100%. Yeah. I'm not. And the funniest thing about the Lakers is how Kupchak takes zero shrapnel on this. Like, this guy has put this team together.
I think people understand that there's only so much he could have done. I think signing Kobe.
Signing Nash and giving away your first-round draft pick, that is all.
Who else? On a guy that couldn't re-sign?
Nobody else was going to come. That's the problem.
Yeah, but
even
dude,
Nash almost didn't come.
People don't want to play with Kobe, though.
They don't want to play with Kobe. That's
but
what I'm
dude,
saying. Like,
there are guys out there you could have gotten that could. Dude, he's. Kupchak is classic.
Ramon Sessions didn't sign another contract.
What?
Ramon Sessions.
No, he tried.
Look what happened to a center. They signed a center to play on their team, an all star center, and his stats were way worse.
Yeah, 100%, dude. It was a clusterfuck. But a lot of that is Kupchak. I'm telling you, man, you go after Dwight Howard, who picks up his option in Orlando so they won't trade him. They threaten him, like, either pick up this option or we're trading you to the Lakers. And then they end up trading him anyway. Both Steve Nash and Dwight Howard. Both went on radio going, I don't want to play for the Lakers. I don't see it happening. It's not a good fit. I don't like them. We're trading for them anyways. It's like they're like the hot chick who used to be hot and is now just the chick who used to be hot, like a Pamela Anderson, still thinking she has like Pamela Anderson 1985 pull, and she doesn't. She just doesn't. And that's the Lakers.
I think that the probably what they should have done is get rid of Kobe, keep Dwight Howard, and they could have had what the Rockets have right now. Probably better, considering you're going to get a lot of free agents to come. Like yeah. a Chandler
you
Parsons
situation.
You
free up that
situation.
Much money.
Yeah, Chandler Parsons.
You play with an all-star center. A lot of people want to play with the only people don't want to play with an all-star center are other centers.
Yeah
exactly.
Every right. position Look can benefit what, from having a dominant center.
I argue that the team that fucking Dwight Howard took to the finals was not – the supporting cast was not much better than what Kobe has right now.
Agree.
Yes, he was – and because you have – Dwight Howard was a defense unto himself. You could take a J.J. Redick.
I'm not Kobe's fan. I don't like Kobe.
Agreed. J.J. Redick was a credible shooting guard with Dwight Howard behind him. And also, again, DeAndre Jordan's good, but Dwight Howard was another level of awesome.
Yep.
So, well, and the Lakers could have – also, the back problem, it's healed. The dude
We're
got
seeing that now. Took him 2 years.
32 and 16 like a couple of games ago, and they had the flu. Dwight Howard is a team.
Dude. All right, Anthony Davis is a killer, bro.
Anthony Davis?
Now, these are the stats I want to go over. This guy is tremendous.
Anthony Davis. A stud.
He's starting to do
52% from the field.
It's because half of them are dunks.
Yeah.
His free throw percentage is up 30 points, and he's taking more. He's taking two more free throws a game, dude, and he's hitting –
We
you
are
know,
seeing the closest thing to Wilt Chamberlain
game.
Since Wilt I mean, Shaq beyond, put up those
he gets
numbers.
He more assists than Kobe at 2.2.
Beyond
and he's
stats.
4.2 shots a game.
The way he plays defense, there's one play where he's at the three-point line and he somehow covers two different shooters. It's like he covers such an incredible amount of ground playing defense. Beyond stats, he alters the game around him.
Yeah, and Sam likes him because of the unibrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's like
it's
an honorary
Armenian. It's the
closest
thing to an Armenian.
He's
right.
really hard to look at.
Well, I was telling you guys this 2 years ago, this cat is going to be great. And I know he's the first round draft pick, but sure. I really thought people were sleeping on him. Like, nobody thought that he was a game changer.
He's incredible.
And
he
I was
just
watching.
He needed to learn how to not jump at every shot fake. And now he did. And so he's playing 5.2 more minutes a game. And his personal fouls are cut in half.
Yeah. Yeah. Because his positioning is great. He, like, a really great big man like that, a mobile big man, is a defense by himself.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean,
just like with all the shot blocks that he has, that's great.
Because
but the stats they
shot.
Don't do is how you alter shots.
With Dwight Howard on the Magic when in Orlando, you could see it. People would drive the lane, and you could watch them change their mind.
Yep. Yeah.
And Anthony Davis has that.
Yep.
Hey, Dustin wants to talk NBA. He's still alive. So, Dustin, you're alive.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to MMA. Dustin.
Dustin's alive?
Hey, guys.
Dustin,
hey!
What's going on?
I've just been hanging out for the past hour and 11 minutes.
Yeah, by the way, Dustin set the new record for longest hold on for a Punch Drunk podcast. 1 hour and 6 minutes.
Hey, Dustin.
Stuff, and it's just like Anderson Silva's got more, you know.
Dustin's the John McCain of this podcast.
Really Dustin, during that hour, did any nurse have to rip anything out of your cock?
No, luckily no cock ripping today.
Oh, good.
No, yeah.
So Dustin, what's going on with your life?
The whole time.
Are you still dying?
Just emotionally.
Okay, so you're back. Okay, dude.
And you're right back with
Dustin's
us.
Dustin's gonna live. Yes. So I don't feel bad about wanting to beat off on your wife's face. Is that cool?
Well, probably now because we're separated.
Yeah. So. Oh, what happened?
Did you hear the emotional part? The man's in pain.
What happened?
What happened?
Now we're separated, so yeah. I think
was she only with you because she thought you were dying?
I don't know,
Dustin. I have a friend who got married to a guy just because he was dying, and then he lived, and she got divorced.
Wow.
Yeah, Dustin. But at least you got to bang that for a while. Question: is she with somebody else? How'd you find out you're getting separated?
Lesbian?
Yeah.
No, she just. Kind of came out of the blues one day. She's like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I don't know. We're still talking, kind of going back and forth.
So let me ask you something, Dustin. Is there a good – what do you put the number at percentage of black men in her life? Because that seems to be the theme with
Wait,
you.
A percentage?
Yeah, like what percentage do you think it – is there – what percentage would you put it at of her going and being with a black man? That's what I meant to say.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Sam, do you remember where I live? I live in Tennessee.
Yes.
We don't. There's like three black guys here. So.
Again,
so
there are three
it's
black
still
guys.
High chance.
Yeah.
So that's a what? 100%?
Yeah.
I don't see that.
All right. Well, we don't. It's obviously you're still sensitive about this.
Dustin, how long have you guys been separated? When did she come to you and say that she thought it wasn't working? She wanted out of it.
We've been like 3 months now.
Whoa! Wow! It's been that
and this
long?
Came out of the blue.
Yeah, just fucking out of the blue. Like after the whole cancer thing, it's like, you know, she's like, let's separate. And she's like, I'll still hang around for whenever you need treatment and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's real.
I'll still hang
around.
So,
Dustin, you're one of the few people I know whose, like, life got worse once you found out you were going to live from cancer. Like,
yeah.
In a way, remission was, like, the worst thing that ever happened to you.
He's like, yeah. Hey, Ari, is there any quotes from his wife
on the internet?
You on the real opinions of what's going on? And as
Ari's
we're looking up
look
the quotes.
Up,
what's her name?
Katie.
Katie. Any quotes from Katie about what happened in the relationship and whether she likes black men? Real quick, Dustin, NBA, let's talk it.
Yeah, I did a little live thing on Facebook for the Clippers game the other night when they played the Warriors.
Oh, God.
That was a bad fucking night to do it. That was
sure
a bad
did.
Fucking night.
Oh, terrible.
Klay Thompson, man. What the
fuck?
Yeah,
but people don't realize this. Oh, we got a quote in
here
right now. Open it up.
Gurgle on black cock, Katie the whore. Is that the same Katie? It sounds like it is.
Like, I don't know.
All right, where did you look that up? On gurgle.com?
Yeah, I just looked that up on Google, but then it came through Gurgle, yeah.
Did you gurgle that, and that was what came up?
So, Dustin, what a lot of people don't understand about the Clippers in Golden State, we murder each other at both. When they come here, we murder them. When we go there, they murder us. Yeah. I'm dying to see how it plays this year because I'm going crazy. Like, is Elvin Gentry the reason we were good last year and the Warriors are good this year? That would drive me fucking nuts.
I doubt it. And you know, Sam, what Sam actually said to me was he said the reason the Warriors are so much better this year, white coach. I thought it was shocking, Sam. Shocking.
I don't know.
You
who
said
this,
that, Sam?
This
Sam,
is
unbelievable.
Dave's
ran like,
with this thing
like,
today.
All right, can you gurgle that?
Could you gurgle it? Find out. Okay, let's see. Let's see what, because I mean, it would make a lot of sense, Sam.
Dustin,
it's odd that you would.
Real quick, what's your take on the Cavs?
They don't have enough chemistry. I've watched three of their games. The chemistry's
not
there.
Well, in fairness, Dustin, that's the first three games. I mean, like, they develop chemistry. That's the – look, you know, some people develop chemistry over time, unlike, say, you and
– Come on. They were married. That was just uncalled for. Can we kill his mic?
I apologize.
Let's talk MVP. And by MVP, I mean which black athlete do you want your wife to hook up with the least, okay? So it goes Anthony Davis – LeBron
Definitely.
James
nope.
And Blake and Stephen Curry. That's what I think.
Stephen Curry doesn't count as black. Patrick Ewing. That would be
Anthony Davis
right
because he's got he's so ugly.
He's so young.
His kids are going to be hideous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
His kids are going to be born with bolts
but
in
the
their
neck.
The
good news
so
is you
would
know.
Want that so that her new kids
no,
would be.
I would well, want that like, the least.
Coming out of the womb, you
but
know
it's
if it's
wife
Anthony's
anymore,
baby.
So you want her to have ugly kids.
Oh, who do I want to curse her with?
Yeah. No. Who do you want? Like, who do you want your ex-wife to hook up with?
I thought we were saying anybody who would have.
How about Nate Robinson? Because he's like the NBA player most likely to not have a giant
And he's
hog.
Always on another team, so there's no way he's helping raise those kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Answer Dustin. Nate Robinson, Anthony Davis, or who is the third?
Kobe or LeBron.
LeBron.
Can we just give her Kobe?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I tell you what happens though. I was going to go with this too. If
Take
you give her Kobe,
away,
she'll never have a baby because he's only going to bang her in the ass.
Oh, yeah, that's
which
a
is
good
a
one.
Well played.
But at least he keeps the front for possibility if you get back together. Ari, did you look up that quote?
Did you Google that?
I found. I don't know if this helps or not, but I did find. I found this. Maybe that helps.
Okay. I can't.
I can't
good.
Read good. Sam Triple I.
It is true. He can't read good.
Dustin, thanks for calling in. We're glad you're not dying. Please,
dude, chin up, dude. Go get plus.
Right,
Dustin.
Did you stop writing for the website?
That's when you had cancer.
Dustin, you're asking like six different questions.
Did you stop writing for the website?
I haven't been able to.
Why?
Fucking Tennessee internet. That's why.
Oh, well, we need you back, dude.
Dustin, remember, when in doubt, fake an end of remission, and
she'll come back. But I think you do better, Dustin. You have this weird
dude,
way of fighting
these streets. Go get puss. Now you're a single guy. Go get puss.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right, dude.
Good luck, Dustin.
Good luck, Dustin.
All right, guys.
Thanks for calling in. Glad you're not dead.
I mean, worst case scenario, he can always Gurgle image porn pics.
Yeah. We got to get Gurgle.com.
We do. Ari's already got Gurgle.com.
All right, will you go out and buy Gurgle.com? And we'll
can I make one quick thing? I'm furious at all these Punch Drunk fans that are in the league that are rejecting my trade with Mervis.
Oh, God.
What happened? Bullshit on
what
that?
What trade with Mervis?
Mervis was a little inebriated. And I was
that's you're not saying anything. Mervis
I offered him a trade. He accepted it.
What was the trade?
It's pretty a legitimate trade, and I'll tell you what it was.
Why I'm, it up?
Did he get?
Ricky I'm
Lewis?
Giving him a couple of
dog
receivers,
shit.
A quarterback.
Dog
I'm giving
shit.
Him all kinds of stuff.
Dog shit and dog shit. Hey,
so far it sounds like he's getting more than you.
No, it sounds like
he is getting like a lot of players.
Why
I'm
you
getting
do
a couple.
That, Ari? You're in the league too. He's just rape trading.
But he just told me that what Mervis is getting.
Okay, Mervis is getting Lamar Miller, a starting running back. That's good.
Garbage.
Alex Smith, who's a quarterback in the NFL. That can't be bad. Yeah. Keenan Allen.
Nobody knows
wide receiver
who
for the Chargers.
Okay, well, who are you?
He's
getting?
In the
okay,
NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm giving him Allen Hurns, who's like a great rookie receiver.
No, he's not a
Sam,
great rookie receiver.
I have to say, these sound like great players.
Okay, see who
thank you.
Getting.
Who are you getting?
He's giving me a quarterback, a receiver, and two running backs.
Well, which
one? So Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, Calvin Johnson, Frank Gore, Darren Sproles. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Who cares about
that? Yeah.
Honestly, Sam, but what did he get again?
A quarterback, Alex Smith, who's in the NFL. That's good.
That's an NFL player.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Two receivers.
Wait, are they NFL receivers?
Yeah, Keenan Allen and Allen Hurns. They both have Allen in their name.
God, it's honestly, Tebow, I don't want to say this, but it sounds like he might have swindled you.
Dan, real quick, you almost had the record for longest hang-up, and then you pussied out. I mean, longest call. And
now you fucked up.
Longest on hold, and then you fucked up. You let Dustin, who's no longer dying of cancer, steal your glory.
Well, it's better he's not dying of cancer.
I got to give him something.
Yeah, that's true. Are you banging his wife?
I am not.
Now Dustin has lots of hours to be on hold.
Yeah.
Are you banging Ronda Rousey?
Are you banging Ronda Rousey?
In my dreams.
Really? I hear she stinks.
Really?
Yeah.
Sam, is that...
That's confirmed.
Diaz might be upset with you for saying that.
Well, he's already pissed at me because of your lies. The TMZ of sports.
All right, Ari, you'd bang Ronda Rousey, wouldn't you?
Look at that face.
Yes.
What, Ari, okay. No
Ari.
Condoms. No condoms. Would you
no condoms.
Condoms in the ass.
Well, I assume that, but now that you're saying it, that's a better chance.
Ari, if a girl says you can fuck me in my ass, does that mean more to you?
I'd rather fuck her in the ass.
You like fucking in the ass?
No, but I like someone who wants to.
Okay.
The logic is no barriers there, or just that, you know.
And of course, if we all remember on this show, Ari likes to punch girls in the asshole.
Especially the one they're. Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. That you punch them in the butt? It's so weird.
Yeah. Do they like it?
Get your guesses what gurgle.com is.
What?
Ooh.
One at a time.
I'm going to guess Gurgle.com is – I have two possibilities. One is a porn-based search site, and the other is a site dedicated to dentistry.
I'm going to go with porn like I'm drowning in jizz.
What?
I'm drowning in jizz.
I would say amateur deep throat.
Amateur deep throat.
I'm going to go – one of my guesses also will be porn, and I will be specific in that. I think that it's for girls that fart cum.
Oh, I know that's specific. I respect that.
And also, my second guess will be college movers.
I'm going to guess cum swapping.
Okay.
Fat man goes cum swap. How about the Mexican?
Frank, you have any guesses?
Frank left.
Frank left?
He had a lawn to mow somewhere.
That guy's got a lawn.
He got worn out with all the words I kept showing.
Yeah. So,
all right, what's the answer?
What is the answer?
Gurgle, the website for modern moms.
Really?
Wait, just modern moms?
What does that mean?
Motherhood website.
Modern moms who are really into swinging? Like, what in the world is that?
Just
look up
Gurgle.
Spell it for the fat man.
Sleep tips for Kate, the you know, the main waitress from England.
She got fired.
Wait, what? Did you talk about Laura, the one from...
No, Kate got fired.
No, Kate...
Kate's the British one that used to wear all the fucking... You're thinking Katie that only bangs black guys?
No, I'm thinking Kate, the girl who married the fucking prince.
Oh, the English chick.
Kate Middleton?
Middleton is her name.
Yeah, something like that. So she wrote an article.
How do we get
tips
confused?
For kids party food to
Comedy store waitress.
We went from comedy store waitress to royalty. Okay, here's the thing.
Which has never been done before.
No, ever. Can't you see Katie Seabury marrying a prince?
I could. Some sort of
Lady
sultan.
Katie.
Some sort of sultan that used to be in the NBA.
I just looked it up. It's some British mom site.
Put it up there.
Is that some British term I'm unaware of?
Like, goggle.
Yeah, like that's
goggle.
They need to read it. Oh, gurgle.
Oh,
yeah,
look how bad that is.
Oh, it's Jules Oliver's blog. Gurgle TV. Yeah, they really.
Sam,
need
why
to
do you have so many quotes on the mom website of England?
Am I pregnant? ?
Oh, I guess that is. That does tie in.
Ovulation calendar. Win.
To
so
Nick Diaz.
Dan, UFC this Saturday. Are you actually going to buy this thing?
God, no. I'm just furious with Fight Pass. Half of the cards, you don't like the ones that are on Fox, you don't even get to see.
Oh, on Fight Pass?
Yeah, so well, you only get the Fight Pass ones. It's beyond ridiculous.
Is Fight Pass
like...
Oh, no! Kill it! Kill it!
What do we got?
Kill
What's going on?
No!
Oh, wow. Alright. Asshole. Stop.
Not cool! Turn it off! Fat man! You will wreck in the day. You
I
made us stare at that
mark.
Asshole.
I couldn't get it out.
It's like that cave they flew into in Star Wars,
God.
But then it turned out to
you
be a dragon's mouth.
Your ass?
So a lot of times.
Dude.
A lot.
Do you clean it? Do you wash it when you shower?
No, I wash my hair.
Oh, my God. You need to shampoo that asshole, bro.
His asshole looks like the under part of like a turkey's
Can I make
neck?
A point here? Ari, you're becoming very wealthy now.
Did you hear that?
What?
It was on delay.
That was a delay right there. He just saw it.
Oh.
I think that was the sound of Dan coming to your Jew ass.
Ari, you need to invest in a bidet. Okay? Now that
I got one.
It's called a garden hose.
I got to set it up.
But Sam.
Yeah.
Did you see all those headlines involving Rogan and his comments on Fallon Fox?
Yeah, we
or
did see
about,
that.
How about a Red Band's quote in the video?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what happened?
No! Get rid of it, dude! Get
all right, what's going on? Oh, you got a new belt to show? Stop! Stop it! No! God! Oh, I'm blinded by that. I was cool with the balls being from behind, but then it got way worse.
Things never said in history with mankind.
God, what's wrong with you?
Oh, I got the fart out.
Have you ever seen the old comedies, the Saturday Night Live?
You have a kangaroo's balls.
Interviewing the guy who's 5 seconds before and 5 seconds behind.
Oh no! There was a Mr. Show that was kind of like 1 week in it. What's the Saturday Night Live sketch?
Well, this guy was like he's interviewing two people who are like this guy's like 10 seconds in the future and this guy's 10 seconds behind in the past.
I've not seen that. That sounds
so. He's interviewing and the guys in the future is like, oh god! And the guy's like, what? And he's like, well, I guess we have to wait. And all of a sudden, this guy's got milk coming out.
All right, can we see the kangaroo balls again?
No, why would you request
No,
that?
Asshole. No. Oh, no, Jameis Winston's dad's on the phone again.
Hey,
Dan, we love you. We got to take this call.
We love you. We have to take this call, though.
Got 5 minutes left.
All right.
Bye, bud.
Antonor Winston, one of my favorite callers, Jameis Winston's dad. I'm sure you got a lot. Well, what's going on?
I'm watching the video feed. It looks like somebody put out their gum in Ari Shafir's asshole.
What is wrong with his ass, Antonon?
It's Antonor. You need to go to the doctor, son.
Yeah.
You're not really? The first to say that, Antonor.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Quick question for Antonor. What do you think about the rumors that Jameis threw the first half against Louisville?
Oh, my God, I'm popping antacid like a motherfucker. This kid my investment cannot keep it straight for 10 minutes.
Your investment?
Your investment? What do you mean by that?
I meant to call him my son, I meant, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you meant.
Easy mistake to make, yeah.
Of course.
My defense is this motherfucker is so stupid he couldn't throw nothing. He can barely throw a pass.
Yeah.
Let alone a football game.
I'm with you on that one. Dave, what's your take on it?
I think it's craziness. I don't think it's plausible at all. I think what it is that Jameis Winston is one of those things where, like, there's a lot of smoke around him, and people are – it's like Ben Roethlisberger. Did he maybe rape one of those girls? Probably not.
Yeah.
James Winston didn't rape that girl, but now people are desperate to find something against him that sticks because they feel like he beat a rape case.
He is under the fucking microscope like nobody's business.
Or is this the SEC? Sir, would you say the SEC is secretly out to get your child so that he can't destroy them in the – in the college football playoffs?
An interesting...
It's a witch hunt. I'm calling racism. The SEC, the Southern Conference, these motherfuckers want to see him hang.
Wow.
Wow, you heard it here. You heard it here. Now, Ari, do you have any quotes from an anonymous SEC source about where these allegations might have come from or why?
I'll check the website, SECCrits.com.
Okay,
gurgle that.
It's actually SECCrits.com.
Now, Antonor, last time you had called, you had, at your job working in the warehouse, you had stood up and you had yelled, fuck her right in the pussy, and then everybody was laughing, you're high-fiving your coworkers, and then you told your son, definitely don't say this, but it got a real laugh at work. You got any new new catchphrases you've been saying there at the warehouse?
Well, it's funny you should ask me about my past. I was telling Jameis a while ago about in high school, these local ruffians, they were betting on some of my games. And let's just say I shaved a couple points. I said, son, don't do this.
Okay.
It's not a smart thing to do.
Okay.
Some people lost their lives because of what I did. They got in debt, they couldn't pay, and they were killed.
Wait, they were killed?
Antonor, you're kind of like Michael Jordan's father in reverse.
Yeah, is there any rumor that Michael Jordan's father put a lot of money on one of your high school games, and that's half the reason why he's no longer here?
Because, let's just say the case may still be open. I can neither confirm nor deny any of this report.
Okay,
Antonor, you might not be – it seems like you might not be a good influence on your son.
Or your investment.
Not a good influence. I told him no. What?
Hold on, Antonor. Ari's found something on SECCrits.com.
Yeah, I have.
It better not be this man's asshole.
Let's see what it says. Try to fuck with that FSU quarterback before Ronda Rousey has my baby. SEC commissioner. This
wow.
is shocking.
It's a lot of great stories right now. Sam, I know that you're supposed to be your baby. How does that make you feel?
Wow. Ari,
it's come full circle. It's come full circle of life.
It's amazing that this podcast ended where it began. Brought it all the way around.
Oh my, we're just breaking stories.
Story after story.
More journalists don't go to SECCrits.com.
I think they would.
It's
the WikiLeaks of college football.
Antonor, now, what we're noticing here is a pattern, and that's what I'm trying to get at, is like, you know, the crab legs, and then the fucker right in the pussy, and then now you've talked to him about shaving points in high school and all the money was made. Is there anything you've told him recently that we need to be aware of? Like maybe he might be doing something else.
I've told him, go to your room, lock the door, don't go to class, come out for practice and games, and keep your fucking mouth shut as my investment. It's your job to play football and get that contract.
Okay.
That's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard a father say to a son.
Yep. Now, that is nice. Now, Mr. Winston, there is a lot of talk about the projection of where your son might go play. Real quick, going around the room, where do you guys think? Does he make it out of the first round?
Top five pick.
Go to our NFL expert.
I don't see him going top five. I see him going first round. I don't see him going top five.
Top five.
Ari?
What specific teams do you guys see?
Doesn't matter.
That's where I'm getting into. Mr. Winston, is there any city you don't want him to play for or any team in particular?
I think he'd be a great fit for the Raiders.
Why do you say that?
By the way, I would cry if that happened. I'd be so happy.
Because of how Jamarcus Russell really worked out for him?
Yeah, but they're two
different
people.
He set the bar real low so Jameis could kill a man. He could do all sorts of shit. They would probably forgive him.
I respect the fuck out of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to name some teams. Tell me if you think they should play. Go on, Ari. Do you have some?
I see him going number one in the Jacksonville State Penitentiary Intramural League.
Oh, wow.
That's a good league.
I can see him going to Jacksonville. I can see him going to Tampa. I could see him going to Baltimore just strictly for the crab
Would
legs.
They take him with Blake Bortles?
No, Jacksonville has a Blake Bortles is a stud.
Blake Bortles is actually good. Playing good. Yeah, you know what? Really he's good. Actually really come around a lot. Yeah, you're right about that.
They're not in a Tebow situation.
I could see him going to Houston. I could see
is
him going to
Houston. Quarterback? Houston. Is he going to be good in the NFL?
What? What's that?
Is he a throwing quarterback? He's going to be good in the NFL?
Yeah, yes. 100%.
He has cannon arm. Like, yes. I think that Houston would be a perfect fit.
I do, too.
Notice they haven't picked – they've been waiting for somebody in the draft. Yeah. Like,
so let me ask you something. They've been waiting for the next black quarterback.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Winston. Is there any city that you're kind of worried about the whole too many strippers and hoochies? And if he does get drafted by that city, will you be moving there to kind of chaperone him and mentor him?
Houston's a crazy place. I've had some nights there. I would be fearful for this. You got the Scissor up in Houston. You got some of those crazy motherfucking rappers no one's heard of doing crazy stuff.
Antonar, is there anything particularly you told him not to do with strippers that you yourself had done?
Good question.
Oh, man. Oh, where do I begin? I told him, Jameis, I used to go in when their shifts were over. They were tired. They were beaten down, and I would try to turn them out to the streets, and I'd end up fucking them, getting them pregnant, and it'd be a big old man. Don't do this, Jameis. Do whatever you do.
Antonar, is that how you ended up with your investment in the first place?
Well, let's just say there's a good possibility.
That's a great question, because you never hear about his mom. And no one ever quotes his mom. No. No one ever. You don't see pictures of his mom at the games. Where is
Let's
his mother?
Let's just say his mother may have been in the same line of work as Dez Bryant's mother.
And what was that?
Oh, you remember that? Yes, that remember that NFL GM. Was it? Who was it? It was somebody. I can't remember what team it was. It might have been Jacksonville. Where the GM asked Dez Bryant, "Was your mother a prostitute?" It was something crazy like that.
Yeah, was she a prostitute?
It's the oldest profession, and it's one of the best.
Yes,
filthy whore.
That was really uncomfortable. Well, Mr. Winston, we love you calling in. I mean, anytime there's a big story about your son, please call in and give us the inside scoop if that's cool.
So you mean every motherfucking week?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
My son's got the character of Tim Tebow and the arm of somebody who can throw well.
Sounds like the perfect NFL quarterback.
He's the opposite of Tim Tebow.
You are great, sir. Thanks for calling in. Greatly appreciate it. Well, he just doesn't even say goodbye. He hangs up on us.
He's badass.
He is badass.
Well, that was a great show, huh?
I thought it was great. Thank you.
Thank you for being part of it. My face hurts from laughing.
Damn, I loved it.
Always my pleasure.
And it's nice to know that this might help me get one vote, so I'll lose by 137 votes next year to Sarah Tiana in the best guest host poll.
Yep.
Hooray!
We got to do that soon. When was the last time we did that?
It in January, wasn't it?
What ever have the old website guy that wanted to charge something like 20 times more than any other web guy?
Hey,
remember how he just sabotaged that poll and just did what he wanted, and he kept showing the results even when we told him not to?
Yeah.
Man, Arizona Web Kings are just really, really amazing. They're just great, great people to work with, just start to finish.
Tom Collins tried to add me on LinkedIn.
I get like two a day from him.
Why? Hey, dipshit, you're an asshole. You can't just let that shit go.
By the way, this is some great product placement. I wonder, can he put that quote on the website?
Yeah, he should.
Hey,
should.
Asshole. Former client, Ari Shapiro.
All right. Well, Ari, have a great week. Don't get anybody pregnant.
I remember
pregnant.
I said, like, hey, this is all wrong. And he goes, fine. If you don't like it, I'll take it down. I goes, awesome. Thank you. And then he's like, well, no.
Yeah, he did do that. He did do that. Well, I'll just take it down. Okay. If you take it down, we're not paying you. But he's great, dude. All right, Ari, I got to talk to you after, too.
As a human and a business person, he's terrible.
That's the quotes from Ari Shaffir. Do you have any quotes from the internet on that? Anything from the internet?
Yeah, from ArizonaWebKings.com, actually.
Let's see it.
Don't hire me. I will fuck over your business at rates that I just made up myself and claimed they were super low. I'll make a web page that was 19 meters long. It scrolled 35 times. Where did he learn to make a website?
It did not.
89?
It scrolled down?
It scrolled down, but for like miles.
Yep.
That's
like
the new design, Art.
It was great. I thought it was great.
It's really hot on GeoCities.
I really enjoyed working with him.
It's garbage.
I thought it was excellent. I thought it was fun.
It's awful for free. If I was getting that for free, I'd be like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? You can't do this. Don't say you can.
I enjoyed his time. All right, Ari, we love you. What are you going to do this week? Just hang out in New York City?
Starting to edit my special. Still got more storyteller stuff to edit. And then, but I'm in New York. I'm enjoying myself. Just going to go to Salt Lake on Thursday.
Ari, when do you come back to L.A.?
January.
Okay. Well, we'll talk offline about our big time thing.
All right,
hey, big time thing. Calling a special paid regular is too insider. Now, imagine most people don't know what paid regular means, but just the words.
Ari, let me explain something to you about stand-up. Stand-up is too insider. You can call it anything, and people will go along with it. I like it, and no, but there's no title that's going to be more accessible.
Who gives
it's going
to
be like, oh, awesome, you called it this thing.
It's exactly. It's fucking stand-up. It's a niche market.
Yeah. Nobody's going to give a shit. Call what you want to. They're not going for
also, you know, Ari, you know what people are going to think? They're going to think that it means you're regularly paid money.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
It works perfectly. It's two English words. It works great.
All right. Yeah. We love you, Ari.
All right, boys.
You can trust me because I have a no career.
Suck it. Another punch drunk.
Fuck yeah.